Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival for the Biennale College section. And we are here with Elena Lodrica, the director of Strange Colors. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. You? Are you enjoying your festival? Is it a nice experience so far?
It's been remarkable. Completely surreal, and it took a little bit of time to get used to it, but now I'm starting to really enjoy it, I think.
Listen, I already interviewed one of your other colleagues of the three movies in this section, and the first question is always, how did you do it to make the movie with that little money and that little time? Because it must be a kind of real hard challenge.
Yeah, it's a very big challenge. I think it's a very difficult thing to do, especially when you're it was for all of us in the college this year. It was the first time we made a feature film, and so it was a real stretch of all of our abilities, I think. We really had to force ourselves to do our best in everything. I think that the process forces you to rely on your intuition a lot, and that's been a really nice thing to learn and to develop, to have the courage to just make a decision.
Because you don't have time.
You don't have the time. I'm used to working very slowly and sitting on something and thinking about it.
There was not a program to work slowly, actually.
This is not a program to do that. So it was a completely different new experience for me. And I think, secondly, it was very important to learn to trust your collaborators. And I just feel so lucky to have been surrounded by a really beautiful, excellent, intelligent team. And I think that, it was like, everyone's got to handle their department and bring their best to the project, and I've just got to filter it as a director and kind of collect it into a work, and that was very rewarding. And I think that the college really encourages that, and this kind of intimate way of working where there's a lot of trust.
Your film tells a story about a girl that comes back home, let's say it, even if it's not exactly, and had to deal with forgotten father that come back into her life, and that beside of that there are many other things happening, but the relationship between father and daughter is like one of the central points of it. Why did you want to tell this story specifically?
The story, I always knew, this film started with the setting where this story takes place, and I always knew that I wanted to have a female protagonist who would lend her eyes, so the audience would kind of be with her in this setting. And when I was researching this place, which is an opal mining community in Outback Australia, and it's the kind of place that attracts a lot of misfits and men who've kind of escaped society. The recurring story that I heard was estranged children, relatives popping up in their life that they didn't even know existed, or these sorts of broken relationships, and it seems to be a very recurrent story in that community. The wife left and took the kid, and they don't even know where they are now. And I thought that was such a fascinating situation, and to look at that. And I guess all my characters in the film are all kind of longing to acquire a connection with another person or something, and
even if they are in a situation of it's weird because they're like they're in a secluded situation but in a very open space, so there is this like ambivalent thing. So they are escaping their lives. They go to another place, which is like very naturally speaking open and wild. But they are not that as free as they think they are.
No, exactly. And I think that that conflicted idea of conflicted nature of freedom was really like a central thing that, concept that really fascinated me. Because I guess we all strive for freedom and individual freedom, but we also have responsibilities to.
And then, as you said, we need to be in relation with somebody else.
Exactly.
Because freedom is not just if you're alone, you're not that free.
No, yeah, and nobody can run away from themselves.
Exactly.
Either, so.
I have a question of like slightly technical. And you made the film in how many months?
So we found out that we got we started working on the script, the first draft, in October last year, and we found out that we got the funding in early December last year. So really I think that from first draft to fine cut, it was about 9 months.
9 months. Okay. And how many drafts do you have to make, and which kind of changes you have to do in order to fit in the budget and the time you had compared to your original idea of the movie, say it?
Well, the original, I didn't feel like I really had to compromise that much, because I always knew that I will have very modest means. In fact, when I started working on this project, before we even applied for the Biennale, I thought that it would be a self-funded film, so I was ready to...
Very attentive on the budget.
Exactly. So actually getting this budget was like much more than I ever expected to work with. So it was like, oh, now I can actually write a few more exciting scenes, and, you know, do more night scenes, and I can light them and get, you know, get more characters, more actors. So it was kind of quite freeing. But maybe a challenge for me was... being very pressured in terms of time with casting, because of course we had to shoot in April, and we started casting in January really, so I only had like about a month and a half to cast, because I also wanted to have rehearsals. But the cast, most of the cast in my film is non-professional, like all the side characters. So the script was written for them, with them in mind, and we kind of already knew who was going to be in it. But then there were all the three main characters I had to cast, and a few others. And the way that I work is normally the casting choice really informs that character. So
of course, yeah, agree.
I want to have time to rehearse, because I want to then have time to rewrite the scenes based on rehearsals and them, and also when I shoot, to have time for improvisation and, you know, let things happen more organically on set. So that kind of thing was probably the biggest challenge of this project for me as a director, because I think that does take time, and we didn't always have the time.
And you didn't have that much time.
Didn't have that much time. The time was a bigger challenge for me than the budget.
Well, I can imagine, I can imagine. Listen, how was the shoot in the outback, in Australia outback, in...
Very
technically and productively
very,
speaking.
Very, very difficult, and unfortunately, Michael Latham, the cinematographer, is not here, because I'm sure that he would have a whole bunch of things to share with you. But of course, just in terms of light and composition, it's a very challenging environment. It's so harsh, especially in that town. There's like white ground, so light is constantly reflected, and it's high sun. There's no, you know, you don't really have much control. And of course, we didn't have... We were using natural light most of the time, and for night scenes we didn't have power, so we were powering our lights with generators. So once again, very minimal. Our generators kept breaking, and we couldn't figure out why, and all sorts of technical issues. And just being in that landscape was very overpowering as well. So, you know, we were shooting scenes in the bush, and there's like prickles, and my sound guy went to take a piss and came across a brown snake, which is like one of the most deadly snakes in the world, and things like that. So it was very tense, you know, and you're really, yeah, you're out in the wild. Mm. There's redback spiders in the toilets, and there's frogs everywhere, and sun, and of course, it kind of was also an advantage because it put us all into this really tense, uneasy kind of mood, which is part of the film. It's very much a driving force of the film, and the actress was, I wanted her to be kind of beat by the environment by the end. So
I think she is.
She is
also really. I mean, not only as an actress, but or not. I mean, not for a role, but for like
the face. Yeah, you know, face, she's got bags under her eyes, and and that was very.
And
much,
she gets more and more,
more and more, more,
more. She's suffering from the place where she is more and more throughout the film, and you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic that that's
coming. Well, Alina, congratulations, first of all.
Thank
you very much for being with us. It was Alina Lodrigo, the director of Strange Colors, one of the three movies selected for the Biennale College program this year in Venice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.